So sometimes, just sociologically speaking, where homeless people gather is usually the best place for them to gather, It can be because there's a community already there. There's places where they can go and stay warm and not be too harassed. So I kind of think of it's close to potential resources or shelters that they can access. So I think about those, hot spots, that sometimes people refer them to, where you see in the city, a collective of homeless people together, and in this case, Indigenous people. They're smart. There must be something that makes sense for them to stay in certain areas that works for them in terms of survival, right? Because I think when you're homeless, you're in survival state. That's where you're at. How many people on the street that are Indigenous, I went to a center the other day where an art center where the woman who runs the center told us that, sometimes Indigenous artists come from the north, Inuit artists, and they come down all excited, and they don't realize how harsh the city can be. It can be expensive to find a place. Housing can be inaccessible or so horrible that it's unsafe. Food is expensive. And sometimes, within a very short time, they'll end up homeless, short term, long term. So, there's many reasons for homelessness.